Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Again, Tom, congratulations on a great two-week trip to Alaska.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Looking back on things, obviously 7 out of 8 is more than anyone could maybe expect in a two-week trip to Alaska. I meant to look up the records of all the teams that have gone there for a two-week stretch and ran out of time this week, but I can't imagine anybody's been any better than 7 out of 8, have they been?
I don't think so either, Schultzy. You know, Mankato had that, you know, obviously had a great team last year, and I think they had 5 out of 8. So, no, hats off to the guys. They played good hockey. We found a way to win, especially that game Saturday night, Schultzy, when, you know, we were left for dead right there, and you know, we tied up with 11 seconds to go and win that thing with 7 seconds left in overtime. So that's a testament to the guys right there, and I think that really was a big boost for those guys, you know, the rest of the week.
As tight as this league is, anytime you rattle off 7 points, I don't care if it's home or road in a two-week stretch, you're going to move up the standings. That's going to be big come the end of the season, isn't it?
Well, again, we have to take care of business the rest of the way, Schultzy. We've already played 18 games. You know, most of the other team have games in hand in the league too, so that has to play out. And, you know, you sit there and, you know, you look back and you can't. You don't get mulligans, as we talked about before. But, boy, you'd like to have a couple of those games at home earlier in the year that we, you know, we just couldn't find a way to win. And we should have won some of those games and we'd be sitting a lot better. But you got to move forward, and we're moving forward right now. And we just have we have 10 games to go in the league. And we have, obviously, 2 games this weekend against Arizona State. So we'll worry about next week against Ferris. But right now we have the task at hand is Arizona State.
You're also going to win games when you're good on special teams. You've said all along that special teams will have their ups and downs, but the Alaska paper, I think the Anchorage paper, called it a special teams beatdown that you guys put on them. What was going right?
Sometimes it's hard to put a finger on what's going right, but I thought our power play was just feeling it. Their puck movement was really good. I think when your puck movement is good, Schultzy, you know, that brings out the confidence in the players right there. And so we got some good puck movement. And we also had some puck luck. A couple shots had good eyeballs. And those are the things you have to have. So I think we had a little luck last weekend. And, you know, earlier in the year, again, we didn't have that kind of luck. So you take it when you can get it.
You went into the trip healthy. Did you come out of the trip healthy?
Well, Miles is injured again. It's still that stomach pull, groin situation. So I don't know. That could just be ongoing. So he won't play this weekend.
You've had guys step up in the past. You're going to need guys to step up. You said when Miles came back, he goes, injuries happened. We're going to have some adjustments in the lines. When you're playing as well as you did, though, the last 2 weeks, you don't want to have to tinker with much, do you?
No, you don't. The second half of the year, you want to solidify your lineup. And, you know, you want to keep things status quo. But, again, those are the unavoidable things that happen in hockey.
I think your fourth line, though, has really solidified their role right now. If they're going like they had been, obviously that's going to lead to success. But in your mind, what do you need that group to do night in and night out?
That group, you know what, can't get scored on. And the biggest thing is for those guys is just, you know, get a lot of offensive zone time. If you score, that's a huge boost for us. But I'm just looking for those guys to go eat some quality minutes up, give us an offensive zone face-off when they come off. And, you know, I'd be perfectly happy with that. And if they get one, you know, that's great.
You like putting that line out there right after you guys kill off a penalty. That's gut check time. If they don't get momentum back, you might as well be shorthanded yet for another minute or two, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, those are some timely, timely moments during the game where they're going to get their ice. You're exactly right, Schultzy. A lot of times it's right after a power play or right after a penalty kill. And it's kind of tough right now because Phil's on the power play. So we might have to put somebody else out there for Phil that particular shift. But, and Nate also is killing. So it all depends if he's coming off on the penalty kill. But if not, I'd like to try to get those guys out there on the fly then.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return. Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. Arizona State coach is in a situation that you guys have been through, that transition period. Looking back on things 15, 16, 17 years ago, can you believe it's been that long, number one?
No, it goes fast, Schultzy. It does go fast. And it goes fast. It kind of seems like yesterday. Actually, we talk about it. Teddy and I talk about it quite frequently, you know, some of those times. And, you know, there were some fun times. It was, you know, from building a program You know, RH and I talk about that as well. But there were some tough times. I mean, it's a major roller coaster when you're trying to build a program. But there's a lot of excitement too at the same time. So you just gotta just do your thing. You gotta have your plan. You gotta stick to your plan. And there's gonna be bumps in the roads. There's gonna be adversity. There's just gonna be a lot of negativity. But you just gotta go with. You gotta push through it, because eventually there is gonna be light at the end of the tunnel. The bottom line is, though, sometimes it takes a couple of years.
In my opinion, the two hardest things have to be filling out a roster and filling out a schedule. Number one, do you agree with those two being the toughest? And of those two, which is harder?
I don't know, Schultz. Filling out a schedule is not as hard as you think, because I think there's a lot of programs out there willing to help the emerging programs. So I don't think it's as tough as you think. I think actually that's one thing about college hockey. We have 60 teams and we're there to help each other out. So that takes care of itself to a certain degree. I think it's the roster. I think that's probably the most difficult thing. The one thing they have is they can sell Tempe, and they do, and they can, and that's exciting for kids. And they're getting good players. They have good players, and they're getting good players, and they're going to be a force. They're going to be a force in college hockey.
I was visiting with their coach earlier in the week, and he said, you know, the great thing about building the youth program in Arizona in general right now is all the former NHLers that retire there. He goes, youth teams have former NHLers virtually coaching on every team. How can that help them in the long run?
Well, I think it's helping them right now. Arizona is pumping out players. Phoenix is pumping out players. Austin Matthews is going to be the number one pick in this year's NHL draft. I mean, born and raised in Phoenix. So I think anytime you have an NHL team, and they've had the NHL there now, and I don't know how many, when they left Winnipeg in 96 or something like that, but you know, close to 20 years, Schultz, they've had an NHL team. So you're going to be a byproduct of good players right there just because of the National Hockey League. No different than LA's just producing great players right now. Dallas is producing players. I mean, Florida's producing players. You know, and again, a lot of it's attributed to the National Hockey League, and the NHL goes down there in these non-traditional areas. Hockey becomes a big thing. The next thing you have is that the good athletes in those areas are playing hockey, and that's what's happening in the Sun Belt.
You've visited their campus. What makes them a good fit for any league that they decide?
Well, they're just a high-profile school. They're a BCS school, and they're a high-profile school, so they bring instant credibility.
Would they be a fit? Just strictly asking your opinion, would they be a good fit for the WCHA?
Well, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I think any time you can get a team, again, with that type of brand, it's going to help your league.
Traveling to someplace warm in January and February isn't a bad byproduct either. Yeah.
That's the biggest problem with our league is our travel. You know, the only thing is we're spread out, Schultz. There's no question, but we can't control that. But you're exactly right. It's a great place to go to. The kids would be excited, and it's a pretty inexpensive flight. You know, from Minneapolis to Phoenix. I would think of the same thing from Detroit to Phoenix is pretty inexpensive. So, you know, that's the one thing. They're in a great location. They're in a great market. And it's easy to get to.
It's got to be an easier trip than you guys traveling to Ferris or Lake State, isn't it?
Bar none. There are no questions, Schultz. I mean, 4 hours to the Twin Cities, get there 2 hours early. What do you got, two hours and 20-minute flight to Phoenix, and you're there. So it's not a bad trip at all. I mean, just like Huntsville's not a bad trip. And, you know, even though, again, we never go direct into Huntsville, but it's not bad. So this is when you can go direct, it makes the trip a lot easier.
You said earlier this week you're more focused on what you guys are doing than what Arizona State is, but what kind of a game do they play?
They tell you, they move the puck well. We haven't watched. I watched a video on Wednesday, and they sure move the puck well. Their power play moves it well. They run a 1-3-1, and they play with pace, and they want to play with pace. And you can see right now their identity is coming out, and so they know what they want. They know what they want recruiting, and they know how they want to play. And they play with pace, and they got good puck movement.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
I'm Sir Turi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.